Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, lolly, lolly.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Skyline rockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight.
Good afternoon, delight, and welcome to the show, the sugary spiceness and everything niceness on OCRFM 98.3 across Colacan District, 88.7 FM along the coast, and streaming online at ocrfm.org.au. How's it going, Max?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good. We're into the holidays already. What the heck happened?
Yeah.
I was just starting to relax. Back to school tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah. You sound very excited about that. Well, we've got a big old show to get through, so we're going to jump straight in by checking out what's new on the shelf.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And what have you got there, Max?
The Twix Secret Santa Biscuits.
Yeah, so this is that range where Mars seemed to be branching out into the biscuit aisle. We have had the Bounty biscuits before and the Mars ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is the next instalment. The Twix Secret Santa.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to taste different to the Mars. Because, essentially, Mars bar, Twix.
Yeah.
What's going to be the difference? It's only one way to find out. So they look like those, what are they called? Is it Royal Crown biscuits? No. They look a bit like a mint patty biscuit.
Yeah.
Like in shape and size. And again, very similar to the Mars one. Are they trying to trick us here?
Yeah.
What can you see?
Well, they're just round biscuits coated in chocolate.
Now, there's no real description on the outside of the packaging. It just says Twix Secret Santa.
Yeah.
And then crisp biscuits with a caramel Santa covered in milk chocolate. So 40% milk chocolate, 23% caramel Santa. Have a nibble. Let me know what you think of the Secret Santa.
Tough caramel.
Mmm. Very chewy biscuit base as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to tell the difference between this and a Mars?
I can't remember what Mars on tasted like.
I think they've deliberately had a big gap in between the launch of these two for that very reason.
Yeah. It's not much to it.
And it's the same with the pods. Like, there's a couple of flavours in pods that are so similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Snickers is different to the Mars. But Twix and Mars, we've had this debate. What is the actual difference in, like, the bars themselves, very different.
Yeah.
But when it comes to flavouring things like these biscuits,
yeah,
I'm
both caramel chocolate
combo. It's a nice sweet treat though.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's like a thicker, maybe thicker caramel, because it is very chewy.
Yeah,
it's different to the pods.
Yeah,
Which have the biscuit base and then the flavoured centre, like a caramel centre and then chocolate top.
Yeah,
but yeah, this is sweet through and through. What do we get? One biscuit is one portion size, so there's eight per. Does it give us a health rating? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Interesting. So these are made in the United Kingdom.
Oh.
But imported into Australia. Mars Chocolate Drinks and Treats.com for more information. What's your thoughts on the Twix Secret Santa biscuit?
They're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of two thumbs?
Probably one.
Yep. I'd probably give it one and one and a half.
Yeah.
I'd never noticed before the Twix logo, the dot on the eye has like a pause sign on it.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's playing on the old Kit Kat have a break.
Aye.
And then Twix take a pause, have a Twix. But it's on the logo everywhere. There you go.
Mm.
The things you learn on this show. No. we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to jump straight into this week's topic, which is, again, biscuit-based. Now, before we go anywhere... it's time to get around to something that I completely forgot to talk about last week. We had a really big show last week and didn't get round to covering something that we'd posted up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page.
Yep.
Which was that at the start of the month, April Fool's Day came around.
Yeah.
So I have kind of mentioned this on LOL Radio, but... on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, we were keeping track of all the different foodstuffs out there that were promoting new products on April Fool's Day. So, basically a thumbs up, thumbs down just for the concept of would you eat this or not, Max?
Yeah.
So, Subway, their April Fool's was would you eat footlong fairy bread?
Yeah.
It's a pretty novel concept.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
So, it's hundreds and thousands on a foot long.
Yeah.
I think they could pretty much get away with doing that one. Yeah. I think people would go for fairy bread. Like, they've had toasties, they've had garlic bread and stuff before with Subway. I think that's a big tick.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes these things do get out of hand, like Vegemite chocolate did become a thing. Okay, now, Carl's Jr., have you heard of them before?
Yep.
So, burger joint. What do you think they might have been promoting for their April Fools?
Some sort of burger.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Super Bacon Angus Burger. Sounds pretty tasty, but what do you notice is a little bit different about this one?
They use biscuits as the bun.
Yes. So, this is the Cookie Bun Burger. More bacon, more cookies. Would you eat... a hamburger made with biscuits as the outer layer buns.
Well, the photo looked pretty good, so...
it did look tempting. They were, chocolate chip. It would get that kind of sweet and savoury at the same time. I don't know. I think I would probably try it. I've had stranger things on this show before.
Like chocolate and toothpaste.
Exactly. Daniel's Donuts. Now, this was a weird one. So... they were selling pickle donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And when I shared this one up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, I thought, oh, ha, 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 very funny, very clever. So they said a creation of a savoury blend of dill and lemon-infused cream cheese and mayonnaise, topped with sweet glaze, sprinkled with dill, garnished with a pickle. Then, all of a sudden, there were people sharing it in the comments. It was actually real. People were buying these from Daniel's Donuts, but they were only available for one day only, April 1st.
Wow.
So, pickle-flavoured donuts, your thoughts?
It would have tasted odd, but worth a try.
Yeah. Like, again, kind of that really... salty, bitey, vinegary, pickle taste with a mayonnaise? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether I would have ventured into that one, but as I say, we've had stranger things on this show.
Yeah.
Next up were the team from Big M. Now, I think every year they do a flip on a flavour kind of April Fools.
Yeah.
And this year was no different. Hot chip flavour.
That one would have probably tasted a bit odd.
Yeah. Salty potato and fresh milk.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I don't think I could come at that one.
No.
But, Big M have in the past put out other fake flavours or fake promos on April Fool's Day.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think that one is one that I would come at. Now, Mini Melts ice cream. Do you remember when we covered Mini Melts on the show many, many moons ago? It was very difficult to do because they have to be kept at a very strict minus temperature, which is hard to do in a radio studio. They have specialty freezers in the shops. So they're like tiny frozen ice cream bites. And it's almost like snap frozen.
Yeah.
So they put out this April Fool's announcing a brand new flavour, peanut butter and jelly. And honestly, a lot of people in the comments were, yeah, I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't see anything wrong with it.
No. Like, it's a flavour that a lot of Americans in particular use for different...
Lots of things.
Yeah. So I don't quite know whether they were just kind of dipping their finger in to go, oh, well, we'll see if there's a market here for peanut butter and jelly, or as we would call it, peanut butter and jam. Then Oreos. So what could Oreo possibly try and prank people with?
Some sort of different flavour biscuit.
Yep. The Just Cream and Wafer. So people always talk about Oreos, you know, what's inside the Oreo, the white stuff tastes so good. So Oreo, we're breaking them into two separate packages, so you could buy just the Oreo biscuit or just the Oreo cream filling, but as, I don't know, flavoured discs. Apparently coming to stores on the 31st of April, so look out for that. And we did have, well, actually, no, would you, like, if it was physically possible, would you have just the Oreo filling?
I reckon I'd get it.
You'd give it a shot?
Yeah.
And finally on the list, and again, if you found any more that we didn't come across, please feel free to pop them up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, because it's good fun to, I don't know, work out what is real, what is not.
Yeah.
Now, this one didn't come, as far as I'm aware, from the Tim Tam site. This came from Candy House. British citizens are keen for some more Tim Tam flavours, so they've whipped up some new flavours that they think the market will love. So, introducing Tim Tam's Bangers and Mash, Tim Tam's Scotch Egg, Tim Tam scones and cream, and we had Big M flavoured with it before, fish and chips.
Yeah.
Any of those sound appealing?
I reckon the scones and cream would be the most, not the best.
And they kind of look like they've gone packaging-wise with a white chocolate outer layer, which would be your scone, yeah, and then a jam centre. So
yeah,
get onto it, Arnott's. Fish and chip look a bit odd. The Scotch Egg one have gone with orange chocolate somehow.
Bright orange.
And, yeah, Scotch Egg. So it's like a yolky filling.
Yeah.
Bangers and Mash is just the chocolate biscuit with maybe mashed potato filling, perhaps.
Yeah.
But very, very strange indeed. So, yeah, if you came across any others, feel free to post them up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. You spotted one yourself, Max?
Yeah, the Bilson's company.
Yep.
They made a build your own burger.
Like a liquid burger?
Yep.
Okay, how did that work?
They had all separate drinks.
Yep.
They had soft bun, ketchup and mustard, onion, pickles, cheese and Aussie beef.
Oh, man. As separate kind of flavourings that you could then mix up a burger cocktail of sorts.
Yeah.
That is very clever. And I guess kind of possible. Like, you can extract those flavours to make certain... Yeah.
Yeah.
You could go, you know, hold the pickle. don't add to the drink. But, yeah, let us know on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. You can find the April Fool's post that we put up there and add to that. We'll be back right after this. time to check out the history of this week's topic, which is, now, I want to say loca, or maybe loaca.
Yeah.
It is an Italian confectionery company based in South Italy, and they specialise in wafers, chocolate, and products of that nature. But L-O-A-C-K-E-R. Loca? Loca?
Google translate it.
Yeah, it's not really going to help me with the pronunciation, unfortunately. So the company itself was founded in 1925, so similar sort of era to the soft drinks we had last week. What were they called? Fago.
Yeah.
So they were from the 1920s. 5 years later, these Italians came along, and an Austrian confectioner by the name of Alphonse Loca set up the company. I wonder where he got the name for his products from. So he opened a small store with two assistants in the capital city of South Tyrol.
Yep.
Over the years, the confectionery store became a little bit too small until 1974 marked the transition from a small regional bakery to an industrial reality by moving away from the city. So some 50 years later, you don't want to rush these things.
No.
Armin Loca, who was Alphonse's son, chose the Renon Plateau in the heart of the Dolomites to produce his own wafers, thereby abiding by his motto, a natural product is manufactured in a natural environment. That's a good one to live by.
Yeah.
So these days they have two plants, one in Arna di Sotto on the Renon and a second one in Hainfels in East Tyrol in Austria. At both production sites, wafers and chocolate specialties are produced at more than 1,000 metres above sea level, and the third generation lead the company, Armin's sons Andreas and Martin Loca, together with his nephew, Ulrich Zunelli, who is the executive chairman. They've got their own little cafes as well. There's five Loca cafes, all based in Tyrol. So a bit similar to how we have the cafes, like the Lindt cafes around that serve the Lindt chocolates in them. These ones, the Loca cafes. There's a mix between a store where the entire Loca product assortment is sold and also a confectionery where people can enjoy fresh baked goods and high-quality coffee. Yep. They're located at historically and strategically important sites. So there's the Bolzano Piazza Volta, which is in the city centre, the 20 shopping mall, the outlet centre Brennero, Piazza Fiera in Trento, and Hainfels, which is right next to the production site. So they kind of dotted around, particularly to maintain that historical link to yep. where they first started.
Yeah.
So they've got a variety of different flavours that we're going to have a look at today on the show, but some of the competition listed on the Wikipedia site are Milky Way Crispy Rolls, Calabolt products, which are the Biscocinini di Chia Cioccolata Bianco, which I believe translates as white chocolate and whatever Bastoncino is.
Yeah.
And Irish Cream Mini Delights and Chocolate Twist from Bailey's. So that's kind of the sort of stuff that we're going to be looking at. They look very decadent. They're very small wafers. So I'm assuming that these are the, you know, sit side of your coffee kind of snack. But on their website, there's a fun game called the Tortina Run, and it's decked out a little bit like the old Mario games and things like that, like side-scroller stuff.
Yeah.
It is all focused on the sustainability of how they make their products, though. So it's a 360-degree game, and you learn while you play how they get their peanuts and grind them up and stuff like that, or where they source their cocoa and hazelnuts from.
Oh, yeah.
So a clever way to introduce it to a young market.
Yeah.
Or those of us who like playing games. You don't necessarily need to be young to enjoy. But we're going to be looking specifically at their wafers. I know that they have other chocolates and snacks and biscuits.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the wafers is what we're going to be kind of honing in on today on the show. So let us know, Loca, if you've tried them, let us know. And we'll be back after this short break to go head-to-head.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in for this week's great confectionery debate as we pit two similar lollies against each other to decide an overall champion.
It is time to go head-to-head with three different versions of the Loica wafer biscuits. Now, you just said something very interesting that's made my mind tick over.
These, like the packets that they're in, look like something that we had in the Around the World box that we used to get.
Yeah, so we did have for a while there boxes from, there was a particular company, and I can't remember the name of them now, but each month they would have snacks from a particular country.
Yeah.
So we may have actually tried these on the show before without even realising it. But there are so many wafer biscuits that these guys have put together.
Yeah.
So the ones that we're going to look at are the Nepolitana, the Creme Cacao, and the Vanilla. I think I'm saying that one right. But looking across their website, they've got things like Alpine Milk, Cocoa, Double Choc, Peanut Butter, Lemon, Coconut, Green Tea, and, yeah, many, many others.
Yeah.
We've got the Minis. They come in bite size as well, so that's even smaller than this, as well as Thins and Maxis. So the Maxi size ones are full wafer biscuits.
Yeah.
They look very similar to some of the wafer biscuits that we have here in Australia, but this is, the traditional classic Loica production since 1925. So where do we want to start?
Oh, I don't know. Go with the red one. The
Napolitana? Yep. So it makes me think of Napolitan ice cream.
Yeah.
Which is chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. But looking at the packaging, that is not what we're going to be getting. It's a red.
Looks like a hazelnut.
Yeah, I'm thinking that must be what it's based on.
Crumbly.
Yeah. Now, what do we got there? One, two, three. Have we got four layers of wafer?
Yeah.
And then inside each layer is a...
I can definitely smell the hazelnut.
It is a... Okay, so we're definitely going to get, chocolate hazelnut spread throughout each of the layers of wafer. So Max is going for the munch. Sounded very crunchy.
Yeah, dry and crumbly.
Dry and crumbly. Mmm. It does dry your mouth out. Mmm. Very nutty centre.
Mm-hmm.
So that's difficult because it's a thin layer of the chocolate.
Yeah.
That's kind of solidified. I was expecting more of a, like a Nutella-y consistency.
Yeah. But yeah, as soon as you bite down on it, your whole mouth dries out.
Mmm. It like sucks all the moisture out.
Yeah. But it fills your mouth with the hazelnut taste.
Mmm. Yeah, it is very powerful flavouring.
Yep.
And I'd be interested to know what's the difference between the Mini and the Maxi in taste then. That would be similar. But this is actually quite filling for, like, wafers you don't think of as a filling biscuit.
Yeah.
Because they are so thin and crumbly. But that is amazing.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I reckon it would fall apart if you put, like, dipped it into your coffee or something.
Yeah. I could see these being used maybe in desserts, like, accompanying ice cream or something like that.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can get just the wafers and the thins themselves separately to having them filled with chocolate or any other flavourings.
Yep.
But, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, a good start. A pleasant surprise. Where to next?
The dark blue one.
Okay, the creme cacao. So I'm thinking that means chocolate cream.
It looks like a dark chocolate.
Yeah.
On the pictures on the outside.
Sadly, packaging-wise, we don't have much in the way of the ingredients listing because it's in Italian. And I can tell you that it says the word contents, but other than that, gluten, hazelnut, peanut, almond, coconut is what I'm getting a bit of a translation of there.
It's definitely dark chocolate.
Okay, so yeah, it's that white wafer again. Four layers. One, two, three, four again. Yep.
Yep.
But yeah, definitely a contrast with the dark chocolate.
And you can, I can smell the cocoa.
Ah, okay.
Of it. Yep.
As soon as you open the packaging.
Yep.
Righto. Go for the munch and the crunch and let me know how the taste compares to the hazelnut.
It's definitely not as strong as the hazelnut, but like, after you finish crunching down on the wafer, that's when the dark chocolate really hits you.
Kicks in, yeah, yeah. And I don't know whether my mouth has adjusted, but it's not drying out as much as the hazelnut one.
Yeah.
It's a very, it's not a bitter dark chocolate taste, but it is very intense. Like, I'd say that's like a 70% dark chocolate, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or cocoa flavour. Yeah, sadly, it doesn't say on the packaging what the cocoa content is.
Yeah.
I can translate a little bit of it. See, latte is milk, hazelnut. Oh, stupid me. Underneath, there is an English translation. So it's got gluten, soy, milk, hazelnut, peanut, almonds, and coconut. Oh, that was a... I think I said most of those ingredients in my guessing translations. That's not too bad.
Okay.
The other one, the Neapolitan one, it was gluten, soy, milk, hazelnut, and coconut. So this one, the only real addition is the almonds and peanuts, which is interesting because it does taste more cocoa-y, but there's no real chocolatey or cocoa listed.
Yeah.
May contain rye, oat, mustard, and sesame. Intriguing.
Okay.
But that definitely tastes like a darker chocolate or a darker cocoa taste.
Yep.
Bizarre. Did you have a preference over those two, Neapolitana or the creme cacao?
I reckon the hazelnut one.
Mmm. Yep. Smoother?
Yeah. More flavour.
Yep. Okay, one to go. The vanilla.
Yep.
This one's a light blue packaging and has the vanilla bean and vanilla flour on the outside.
And it's got the, like, really white-ish cream instead of the dark chocolate one.
Yeah, a bit of a yellowy tinge, but, yeah, mainly white vanilla flavouring.
Mm-hmm.
Still very crunchy and crumbly, like very, very fresh.
Yeah.
Mm.
This one doesn't dry your mouth out as much either.
Yeah, as I said, maybe maybe our mouths are adjusting. It's a smooth taste. There's a bit of an edge to it, but I can't quite place it. It's not. It's kind of fruity.
Does it have white chocolate?
Yeah, maybe that's what the. Yeah, it tastes creamier.
Yeah. Right. The aftertaste, like the one with the dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you finish crunching the wafer,
yep.
You can taste it.
Yeah. And it does linger a bit.
Yeah.
The hazelnut one kind of disappeared really quickly. The dark chocolate stuck around for quite a while. Vanilla takes a little bit to disappear.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's nice.
Yeah.
Anything in the ingredients? Coconut, hazelnut, soy, milk. No. Nope. Very similar ingredients listing for that one too.
Yep.
Okay. How are you comparing the three of those or ranking them?
I reckon the hazelnut on top
mm-hmm.
because it's got like the most flavour.
Yep.
And, yep. Then the vanilla second, and dark chocolate on the bottom.
I think I'm actually ranking them in the order we ate them.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm going the Neapolitan hazelnutty one first.
Yep.
Then the darker chocolate tasting one, even though it didn't have any cocoa listed on the ingredients.
Yeah.
And I'm putting vanilla at the bottom. Like, it's not a plain flavour, but yeah, it just didn't really kick it for me.
Yeah.
But let us know if you've tried these Loaca wafers. And what's your thoughts? Do you have a preference for any of those particular flavours? We'll be back after this with our sweetest tune. Time for our sweetest tune on Afternoon Delight, and it's a bit left of centre, I'll admit that. Yeah. So on the Loaca website, they've got a little bit of a little more interaction with the younger market with the Nometi.
Yeah.
So the Nometi live in Loaca's world of goodness. The undisputed chief is Mistolo, followed by Chiocolotto, real chocolate whiz, Mimola, the mother of the village. There's Cialdino, he can tell you everything about wafers. Vanigliola, who knows everything there is to know about the vanilla flower and the magic of aromas. So they've created all these little fairy characters and gnome characters to introduce the kids, or anyone that wants to know about it, really, about the various wafer facts. And so from that, big long bow being drawn to a song by the English rock band Pink Floyd called The Gnome. So it's written by Syd Barrett. It's the eighth song on their 1967 debut album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn.
Yeah.
And it takes place in a fictional gnome world from the perspective of a gnome, telling the tale of a scarlet tunic-wearing gnome named Grimble Grumble. It's one of those ones where basically Syd Barrett thought it, made the song up. It was very much free verse, came as it was. Wasn't much planning.
Yep.
Fairy tale style. And it was the B-side to their song Flaming. So here it is on Afternoon Delight. This is The Gnome by Pink Floyd.
I want to tell you a story about a little man, if I can. A gnome named Grimble Grumble, and little gnomes stay in their homes, eating, sleeping, drinking their wine. He wore a scarlet tunic, a blue-green hood, it looked quite good. He had a big adventure amidst the grass, fresh air at last, whining, dining, biding his time. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say, isn't it good? Look at the sky, look at the river, isn't it good? Winding, finding places to go. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say,
do you think of that one?
Sounds like a Beatles song.
It does. It's very, very kind of 60s folky sort of storytelling. The Gnome by Pink Floyd there on Afternoon Delight, our sweetest tune. We'll pop the Gnometties up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page as well. We'll be back after this to share a recipe, so don't go anywhere.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
It is time enough, Afternoon Delight, to share a recipe. Now, what sort of loca recipe have we come across, Max, from their actual website?
Yeah, cocoa and milk stracciatella.
Stracciatella.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like a parfait log or an ice cream cake style thing.
Yeah.
So, very Italian. What do we need for this recipe?
500 grams of ice cream, Loka classic cocoa and milk, 100 grams of dark chocolate, 100 ml of fresh cream, and chocolate chips.
Okie dokie, and how do we put it all together?
Line a plum cake mould with food film or baking paper. Lay a row of Loka classic cocoa and milk wafers on the bottom so that it is perfectly covered. Let the ice cream stracciatella soften at room temperature and then spread it on the waffle wafers, forming a layer of 3 to 4 centimetres. Let firm in the freezer for 15 minutes. Make another layer of wafers and cover them with ice cream, leveling the surface. Leave some ice cream for the final cover. Finally, cover with a last layer of cocoa wafer and milk. Cover with a thin layer of ice cream and put the mold back in the freezer for an hour. Remove from the fridge 10 minutes before serving and garnish with the chocolate chips and the remaining wafers.
There we go. So that is the cocoa and milk stracciatella, utilising the stracciatella wafers.
Yeah.
So we'll pop that up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page if you would like to have a go at making it yourself. So that's up, yeah, on the Loka. I really wish that I'd worked out how to pronounce this better. Loka. Website.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
It is time and Afternoon Delight to check out the news of sweet treats. Now, of course, the big news, and I haven't been able to get my hands on them, is that in the last 24 hours, the return of the Polywaffle of sorts. Now, we've been campaigning for this on Afternoon Delight for a number of years. I've already seen some TikTokers and influencers starting to talk about their, you know, they've got the early packet releases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, Men's in 2019, signed a deal to buy the brand and relaunch it. But it's taken this long because of the COVID delays and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's not the original Polywaffle bar. These are Polywaffle bites.
Yeah.
So they're available in some now. I did speak to our local supermarkets and neither of them have ordered them in yet. I am very disappointed. So I will try and hunt some down before, you know, the next show. Yeah. But there's a few online. Russ Eats was reviewing them online. But if you happen to get your hands on some, let us know. What's your thoughts? We will definitely get around to, once we can get our hands on a packet, let you know, because what's kind of the idea in your head of what a polywaffle is? Because you are of the generation that has never had one before.
It's chocolate marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a such a strange combination. It's what it was yeah, this wafer log with marshmallow in it covered in chocolate. So it was kind of like a brandy snap style looking tube.
Yep.
So I'll be interested to see how they've managed to recreate that in tiny bite-sized form, I should say.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that we shared on the Afternoon Delight page, there was outrage during the week, and a lot of different news media outlets picked up on this one. So there was a person taking to social media complaining about iced Vovo biscuits. So they were saying they were stunned to see how different the popular Australian biscuits appeared to be when compared to the photo on the packet. But in all honesty, I couldn't see what the complaint was. So they were trying to make out like iced Vovos had previously been like marshmallow pillows.
Oh, okay.
But no, they've always been a marshmallow-flavoured icing on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do look a little bit flatter. I'll give her that. But, yeah, she was complaining that the marshmallow topping is thinner. It was more white than pink. And she said they're much smaller. However, Arnott's replied to say that there hasn't been any major changes to the iced Vovos. Maybe she might just be
imagining.
Well, not imagining, but kind of living through grown-up size now. So it's often that thing of when you get older and pick up maybe a toy that you used to play with, it's smaller in your hand because your hand is bigger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let us know. Have you noticed anything about the iced Vovo in your travels? But we've sadly run out of time for our Bring It Back segment. We will bring that back next week. For now, though, we have one last thing to do. Rightio, Max. What is inside this week's Kinder Surprise?
Uh-oh.
It's another Shatterer.
Three more parts.
It's another, you need to jigsaw the the chocolate back together. Okay, that sounded... Oh, no. I was going to say, it sounded like there was a heap of pieces that fell out there, but no. You've kind of snapped together two.
Yeah.
It is all white, is it? Oh, it's like a seal.
Yeah.
On its side, and...
Oh, it just wobbles back and forth.
You can, yeah. We'll take a photo of that to pop up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, and you can... take a look back at that one. We've, for listeners of the podcast, we have had to put up a new Afternoon Delight page, so there's not many photos up there at the moment, but we shall rebuild.
Yeah.
That said, thank you very much for tuning in to our Loka show today, and we will be back next week to do it all again from 3 p.m. Hope you can join us. As always, if you want to get in contact, head to the Afternoon Delight OCRFM Lolly Facebook page or email lolly@ocrfm.org.au with news and suggestions for things to feature on the show. As we said, we'll get back to our Bring It Back segment, next show, because there are lots and lots of suggestions on there, and, you know, by the power of the people... We've got the polywaffle back.
Yeah.
So catch you then. Bye.
See ya.
I'm gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day? Then you know the night is always gonna be there anyway.
tide, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite. And the thought of love on you is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
So polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught, it wouldn't bite. But you got some better wetting, and I think I might try nibbling a little afternoon delight.
Sky rockets in flight.
Stones together makes the sparks ignite. The thought of loving you is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight.
Turn them down.